Okay, we're starting our review of the fourth chapter. Now we're going to deal with something else. You have a pot, you have a chunk of meat that's cooking in the pot, and you decide you want to slice that meat. You're going to serve slices of meat at your table. So what do? You take a knife and you start cutting the meat. The only problem is, after you've cut a slice or two, you notice you're using a dairy knife to cut your meat. So now you have a problem. You have hot meat, right? The meat's on the fire. Turned off the fire, it doesn't matter. You have hot meat. You have a dairy knife. So the meat gave flavor into the knife. I for sure have to kasher the knife. The knife, well, that depends. If it has not been used in the last 24 hours, so then I say the flavor it gave into the meat is a negative flavor. I don't have a problem. But if it was used in the last 24 hours, I used that knife to cut my sizzling pizza 2 hours ago. So now my knife has been used in the last 24 hours to absorb hot milk or milchik, right? So now the knife gives flavor into the meat. So then I say, is the meat big enough that the flavor of the milk, the size of the blade, has 60 times its volume in the meat? Now, I don't have to estimate the full knife. I have to estimate the amount of the knife that went into the milk, that went into the meat. So if I know, let's say I have this big long knife, and I only used this much of the knife to cut the, you know, I held it from afar and I cut with the end of the knife, yeah? So then I estimate the amount that went into the meat. I don't have to estimate my whole long knife. I estimate the amount that went in. If I don't know how much of the knife I used on the meat, so then I estimate the whole blade without the handle. And I say, do I have 60 times that volume in the meat? Even if I have 60 times the volume in the meat, I still cut off what's called kedei klipa, the equivalent of a peel, what you peel off. You cut off a thickness that you can cut off a whole piece without it turning into crumbs. So that's the thickness of the slice that you have to cut off from where the blade touched the meat. Others say that you have to cut off kedei netila, not kedei klipa, kedei netila, which is approximately 2 centimeters. So what we're concerned, why are we doing this? We're concerned that maybe the flavor did not spread out throughout the meat. You're saying the flavor dissipated, and so it's no longer relevant, it's no longer there. Others say, no, it did not dissipate. So you have to remove the area, where do I think the flavor went? Up to 2 centimeters into the meat. What happens if the blade has not been used in the last 24 hours? So then we're concerned. We say, okay, it did not give out any positive flavor. However, we are concerned maybe there's some oil left on your blade from when you cut the pizza. Meaning when you use a knife to cut all kinds of dairy things, it could be cheese, it could be pizza, it could be pancakes, whatever you're cutting that's hot, we say one issue is, has it been used in the last 24 hours? If not, then the flavor that it emits is not a negative, is not a positive flavor. However, very often you check people's knives and the serrated edges and on different places in the knife, you'll still find a little bit of oil, of fats from the cheese or from the milk. So because we're concerned for that, we take off again the size of a peel, the amount that you could slice off, and they'll come out together. We take that off. We said, what happens if I'm not sure if I used this vessel in the last 24 hours? So if I don't know, then we have a rule. Stam kelim enan bnei oman. If you don't know differently, our assumption is that the average vessel in the average home has not been used in the last 24 hours. Go home, ask your wife, which of these pots did you use in the last 24 hours? Most of them were not heated up with food in the last 24 hours. So we assume, if we don't know differently, we assume every knife, every spoon, every fork, every pot was not used in the last 24 hours. However, you do have to pay attention that some people clean dishes well and some people don't. There are some homes that when you come to eat, you notice that nothing's really clean there. The pots aren't clean, the spoons aren't clean. So then you run into a question. You know, everything we're talking about until now is about the flavor that's absorbed into the vessel. What about the vessel itself? If it's greasy, if it's fatty, you know. So that's another question. You'd have to face that challenge if it ever comes up. Anyways, any of these questions that come up, you should call in and ask a question. We're getting an overview to get a feel for what the halacha teaches us. But these are questions where a detail here, a detail there, change the answer. It makes a difference. So if any of these questions come up practically, you would have to ask. Tov, with that we finish the first section, Siman Aleph.